You're listening to Life Jacket, your literary buoyancy aid from Artful Scribe. I am your host, Antosh Wojcik.
Episode 2, Perimeters, Gaps, Lines.
What has brought you buoyancy in recent times? For me, it's anticipation that brings me buoyancy. There's a sense of starker colours, the green of the fields, almost bioluminescent in the dusk. Have you been remaking your life jacket since our last listening? Have you switched the commemorative patch or added a pocket or a timely snack when you're adrift? Are you clad in comfort or bracing storms in armour? Where is it you are drifting? Listener, I invite you to pause at the perimeter of your drift, feel the ebb of the moment, seize a gap in your day and examine what happens inside the lines. Wade in the waters and listen to the voices around us. This is Life Jacket. Today's Life Jacket concerns the perimeters, the ebbs, the gaps and what happens inside the lines. Each of these concepts are on my mind because of four poems I've stashed in the Life Jacket today. Poets and writers often find themselves navigating the perimeter. You face the physical perimeter of a line or paragraph end. You skirt the boundary of the idea, trying to find the right way in. The ebb concerns the flow, but more precisely, the edge of the flow. How can I write into this idea without re-meandering its entire flowing essence? Or do I make the decision to completely reorient the flow? And the gap. That crucial detail of what is left out, unsaid, or the unannounced space between. And what happens inside the lines? For the poet, the line is that mark of presence, to use Glenn Maxwell's terms. It's where we announce our revelations, address ourselves. It marks against the perimeter in space. The line is where we live. We'll hear poems by Solent-based poets and writers Liz Amos, Craig Chalmers and Joe Fisher, who in turn navigate these concepts, the spaces between, the periphery, the intersections, and the gaps.
Just reflections on a festival that I went to in the summer. The festival's called Greenbelt. It's an arts and activism festival. And this was just some thoughts from that. So it doesn't have an interesting title, it's just called Greenbelt 2024. Last night, we watched a woman juggle fire, her hands ablaze, while techno music filled a dance floor, and bodies swayed self-consciously. We wandered the perimeter, tent to stage to canopy, patrolling the festival's borders, finding our bearings, finding a mention of you, fixed to the railings amongst the activist artwork. And I read this, that the coupling of climate with refugee is a media invention, is non-existent in international law. And in a single year, yours was one of 32 million dislocated lives that officially do not count. And I, of all things, am camping. I am uncomfortable. The weather is not cooperating. We sleep intermittently, fitful under the drumming of heavy rain. Wind toys with our temporary dwelling, blows down performance venues, delays events, and I am so uncomfortable. I cringe at this crude approximation of your reality. Our five-day misadventures in appropriation. Provisions piled high in sodden trolleys, trundled with effort from cars to field. A few essentials to sustain us in England's green and pleasant land.
Greenbelt, Liz Amos. For Amos, the poem is an essential interrogation of the liberal arts festival space where the speaker reckons with the crude appropriation of dislocated lives. Poem, part critique. Amos' satire weaves through the poem, deploying the language often tacked onto refugees and conversations around displacement, seeking asylum, borders, provisions, temporary dwellings, media invention, all forces defined by the perimeter. Amos uses these terms and irony in such a way that draws us to the heart of the issue, so that we cannot continue to ignore those who are erased, that do not count in the eyes of international law. The line, "the weather is not cooperating," feels such a choice loaded phrase for this interrogation, and is suitably English, for this place we dwell continuously grapples with who belongs and who should be kept at the perimeter. The ending line, "England's green and pleasant land," Amos's critique takes us to the boundary of William Blake, this phrase coined and inscribed into this nation's margins. And so, the poem calls on us to examine our position along these lines.
Okay, this is called First Watch in the Diamond Mine. At my lowest ebb, the universe affords me a little luck. My music machine nigh on fixes itself, and I am allowed again this miracle of song to listen to sit with me, to sigh with me, to cry with me. A friend I have been missing, who always knows what to say. This is called Home Late. It goes like this. I put my shoes down the same in the gap left for them where I took them from. Shoe on the other foot, I'd have tidied the gap, tucked it all in with a clog and a clump for you to join in the end. So thank you for reminding me I have been gone and that I have a place here and that I am home.
First Watch in the Diamond Mine and Home Late by Craig Chalmers. The poet's lowest ebb wakes the miracle of resilience of song. Chalmers draws us to a tender moment in First Watch in the Diamond Mine, of space being made for oneself by external forces. A song in a coal mine, a song which ebbs us along to the next sob, sigh and cry. It's in the ebb we're encouraged to take stock of what we have, and what luck we have, even if it's in its crumbs. Chalmers' sparse and precise verse takes us to the heart of this consoling event. Then, in seizing a gap of time, we are granted a fleeting reflection in Home Late, the poem triggered by the space left by a partner for one's shoes. The poem's deft simplicity echoes William Carlos Williams, spoken almost as a note left on the kitchen counter or fridge door, and in that, it becomes a reminder for oneself that I have space here. The poem feels crafted in a gap in time, that the poem's trigger was observed and immediately penned, the urgency of the moment present in Chalmers' voice and inside the lines. Chalmers' sparse and precise verse takes us to this moment of consolation.
Inside the lines. Fill this space with anything, anywhere, anyone. Glide your ideas across this enclosed expanse and let them bleed into the corners to their world's edge. Release into the ether a wish, a face, a life, a breath. Crack yourself open and spill endless dreams. Throw yourself against the blank canvas. Pour yourself into these confines and shapeshift. This frame, this emptiness, is yours. Colour inside the lines you've been given with your boundless mind.
Inside the Lines by Joe Fisher. Fisher's Inside the Lines is a poem of permission, inclusive of corners and worldly edges. A meditation, an incantation we could say to ourselves at the start of each day. I appreciate how Fisher reframes emptiness as inviting, as something that encourages us to create, make and be. It takes me back to Concha Mendeth's notion of being remade. And inside the line is where we can remake ourselves. Thank you for listening to Life Jacket.
You heard poems from Liz Amos, Craig Chalmers, and Joe Fisher. Liz Amos writes to explore everyday moments and multifaceted identities. Her performance poetry has featured in event collaborations with John Hansard Gallery, Artful Scribe and October Books. And her debut novel, All the Truths Between Us, was longlisted for the SI Leeds Literary Prize 2022. A former lawyer, she's currently studying for an MA in Postcolonial and World Literatures at the University of Southampton. Craig Chalmers is a performance poet, most notably making the grand final of Hammer and Tongue at the Royal Albert Hall in 2021. And in 2023, delivered a brand new workshop for Artful Scribe and SIAH's Creative Writers Against Coastal Waste project. Recently, he has been involved with Zoe Logic's The Big Movement and the inaugural Sound Winchester event. Craig regularly performs at Poetry Platform, Winchester, and open mics across Hampshire and Dorset. Jo Fisher is a writer, editor, and artist living in Southampton. She curates and hosts poetry shows in Southampton, including Music in the City and Poets and Pints at the inaugural Esso Fringe Festival in 2024. Her work has appeared on BBC Radio Solent and BBC Radio 4's Front Row. And in 2019, she performed at the Royal Albert Hall, proudly representing Solent at the Hammer and Tongue Slam final. Her writing has also been turned into a neon light installation at God's House Tower. Life Jacket is produced by Artful Scribe, a not-for-profit writer development agency based in Southampton, supporting emerging and continuing writers in Hampshire, Dorset, and the Solent region. Artful Scribe is supported by Arts Council England. I am your host, Antosh Foycheek. This is Life Jacket. Stay buoyant.